After years of debate about what to do about the $100 billion of unfunded liability Illinois has racked up for its pension systems, legislative leaders announced Wednesday they had agreed to a deal, but they were tight-lipped about what all it involved. That information has now been spelled out in a one-page overview. The plan calls for changes in how the size of a pension is calculated for both state workers who are already retired and current workers' future benefits. Instead of automatic compounded 3% annual bumps in benefits, which critics blame for swelling the cost, Illinois would use a formula that factors inflation and the length of an employee's career with the state. Also, the retirement age will go up for any worker who is 45 or younger. In exchange for the cuts to benefits, workers would get a small break, putting less of their salary toward their pension. And if the state doesn't hold up its end of the deal, a worker could file a lawsuit. Unions have knocked the plan and say they'll sue to stop it, but others say it doesn't go far enough in reining in costs. Legislators will vote on the deal on Tuesday. I'm Amanda Finicky.